John Radio Russell on part two of Midwest Ballroom. Many times our listeners have told us that if we did not give airtime and attention to our fine local bands and singers, no one would ever get to hear their fine music. Our audience today gets that chance to enjoy not only the tunes, but the opportunity to meet singer and song stylist Lori London. Lori sings country, Broadway, opera, as well as the classics from the Great American Songbook. She has worked with well-known Chicago band leader Lou Douglas and has even co-written some songs with him. Lori has opened for many big-name acts, including Loretta Lynn, Marty Robbins, and many others, and does a nice Patsy Cline tribute program. Lori writes books and has worked with many notable people from the literary and entertainment business. On this week's program, you'll get to meet Lori London. Here she is to sing for you right now, Lori London and The More I See You.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
The More I See You, sung by Lori London. We are very happy to have Lori with us, and this way our audience gets to meet the person behind the voice. Thanks for being with us, Lori London.
Oh, thank you, John. It's really nice to be here. Thanks for having me on your program.
Thanks, Lori. First things first, tell us about your early career and how you got started in the music business and your early influences.
I started singing at a very young age, John. There's a story I could tell you, but we don't have enough time about what happened in second grade with regards to singing. I opened I was about 13 years old for a country artist by the name of Marty Robbins. Influences, truth be told, I watched a lot of old movies, movie musicals. So my influences there would be people like Jane Powell and Catherine Grayson. Jeanette McDonald. If we're talking country music, it would have to be Patsy Cline. I also love Judy Garland quite a bit.
Now we have all your CDs, Lori, and there's quite a difference in formats. They seem to be projects of yours from different stages of your successful career. Did you first start out as a country singer and then moved on to the Great American Songbook?
My influences were more, believe it or not, they were more of the Broadway influences. And again, these were from movie musicals as a kid watching these growing up. As far as performances, though, yes, I did start out in the country genre. The American Songbook, these are songs that, again, I heard through these old movie musicals, and I guess they were always in the back of my mind that I wanted to record them. So I'm so glad I got to do this Serenade CD.
Hopefully we'll have time for a country tune later, but Lori, your latest recording is called Serenade. Let's hear a tune from that nice album right now.
Hello, this is Lori London. Here's a song from one of my recordings. I hope you'll like it. Next on Midwest Ballroom.
Lori London sings, Think of Me.
Think of me, think of me fondly when we've said goodbye. Remember me once in a while, please promise me you'll try. When you find that once again you long to take your heart back and be
Lori London with a tune from the Phantom of the Opera, Think of Me. Chicago area singer Lori London is our special guest on this edition of Midwest Ballroom. Lori, I always ask this question to every singer who appears on this show, and let's hear your response. How do you really sell a song to an audience?
Well, John, I don't. When I perform, when I give a live performance, I guess my goal is to feel the song, to try to emote what's happening in the lyric and that marriage with the music. And my hope as a performer is that I just can somehow, even in a small way, bring my audience with me, with that song, just bring them into the song, if that makes sense.
Our special guest is singer and song stylist Lori London. Lori, your latest album is called Serenade. How was this CD put together, and what went into the choices of songs for it?
Oh, John, these songs have been on my music radar for years. I've wanted to do a CD like this for a very long time. Serenade was assembled by my engineer. I gave him the go-ahead for the first time, mind you. He's probably laughing if he's listening to this. And told him just to go ahead and put it together and line it up.
At your website, Lori London Music, there's an extensive bio there and information about your many fine recordings. Where have you performed over the years? And anything strange or funny ever happened at one of your gigs?
Oh, John, I've performed, goodness, all over the place, from local county fairs all the way up to some of the most beautiful landmark theaters in the country. Yes, many strange things have happened. And if we had more time, I could tell them to you. But one that comes to mind, I was introduced. This was at the Carpenter Theater in Richmond, Virginia. I'll never forget it. I was introduced by the Master of Ceremonies, and he introduced me as a totally different artist. And then he set the microphone down, and nobody knew where it was. So I'm whispering across this long stage to the sound girl across the way, and I'm like, where's my mic? Where's my mic? That was pretty bad.
Those things happen, Lori. I remember one night at a Schomburg concert and dance instructor Angie DiBartolo and her late husband Tom, who won the Harvest Moon Dance Championships in Chicago many years ago. After saying some nice things about our Midwest ballroom program, Angie introduced me as Jack Russell, like the terrier, instead of John Russell. And amongst all the laughter, all I could do was take the mic and start barking like a dog. Well, you had to be there. Our special guest is Chicago singer Lori London on this week's Midwest Ballroom radio program. I've always been a fan of Chicago orchestra leader Lou Douglas, who worked with Joni James, and you also worked with Chicago violinist Franz Bettler, and so did our late friend Bob Schipner. These are big names. Tell us about that working relationship.
Lou Douglas was one of the best people I've ever met with regards to not just music, but as a person. He was really like a dad to me, quite frankly, John. Lou and I, we co-wrote songs together. I was really floored when he first asked me. He would send me these lyrics, and then he'd write, "Here's some dummy lyrics now. Write a great song." And I just loved him. He had such great stories, too. I remember one time he told me he was in New York, and he was working the club, whatever, Copa, something, something, and this skinny little guy comes in. Well, you know who he's talking about, Frank Sinatra. Lou worked with the Dorsey brothers back in his day. He wrote music for Hollywood. He was an A&R head guy with Decca Records. Yeah, he was really a great influence in my life. Franz Bentler, Chicago's ambassador of music, I think was Mayor Daley gave him that name. Franz was just a beautiful person. He really loved the music. I was able to sing with him several times before his passing. It was a real honor.
That's right, Lori. Lots of listeners will remember those yearly concerts in a South Suburban park each year with Franz Bentler. Our special guest on this week's Midwest Ballroom radio program is Lori London. Let's hear another one of those fine tunes. How about Where or When?
Where or When is a great tune. If you've ever known somebody in your life or met someone and you feel like you've met that person before, it's just an interesting It's a provoking thought. It's full of mystery and romance, and that just makes it even more fun.
Lori London sings Where or When from her latest CD. It's called Serenade.
Hello, this is Lori London. John Radio Russell plays the best music in Chicago on Midwest Ballroom.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. Looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when. That happened for the first time seem to be happening again, and so it seems that we have met before and laughed and loved before, but who knows where or when, but who knows where or when.
Rodgers and Hart's Where or When, written in 1937 and first used in the production of Babes in Arms. It just always amazes me that the well-written good songs last and are recorded over and over again for new generations, this time by Lori London. Lori, is there still an appreciation for tunes from the Great American Songbook? And they are played here on our show, but you seldom hear them anymore on the radio. What do you think, Lori?
There absolutely is, John. These songs are iconic. They're timeless. Oh, we could talk about this problem for hours. I'm just glad that WDCB and stations like them across the country are still filling the airwaves with this beautiful music, timeless music.
Our guest is singer Lori London. Who are your favorite singers, Lori?
Oh, John, there are so many. But I would have to say for Broadway, it would be our operatic Jeanette MacDonald, jazz, Ella Fitzgerald. And for country music, Patsy Cline. What they all share for me is an emotional delivery or performance, regardless of the genre or the style. They were just perfection.
Our very special guest on Midwest Ballroom is Lori London. You've been hearing her songs played on our program. We told our audience that if we had time, we'd play a country tune amidst all the other fine songs that we are featuring today by you. Let's make time right now. Here's a classic Patsy Cline tune from 1957. It's sung by our special guest, Lori London.
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be.
Walking After Midnight made it up to number 12 in February of 1957 and was released again in 1963. She was killed in a plane crash. Some folks also like the flip side, too, called Poor Man's Roses. Walking After Midnight, sung by Lori London from her Songbird CD. Lori London is our guest. Lori, what do you do when you're not singing, and what are your future plans?
Well, believe it or not, John, I'm usually humming a tune or singing, no matter what I'm doing throughout the day. As you know, I'm going to be submitting for an audition with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I would love to be able to sing with them, even if it was just one show. As far as projects, besides songwriting, I also am writing children's books, a series. I do believe that they are for film, and that is the goal. So I'm on number 3 right now, so it's very exciting.
Very good. And our guest is the very talented Lori London. How can our listeners find out more about your CDs and performances?
Anybody can log on to Lori London Music. That's LoriLondonMusic.com. There's video and audio there that you can listen to, and the CDs, of course, are on sale there as well.
Lori London has been our guest, and you were talking earlier about your engineer. Well, my engineer is me, and I say let's play one more tune, and fittingly, let's end up with a great Sinatra tune.
One for my baby, one for the road. I actually, when I perform that song, I'm visualizing a smoky bar room with the bartender and the person that's gotten their heart broken.
Okay, one for my baby and one more for the road. Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen later wrote it for Frank Sinatra in 1943. Here it is, sung by Lori London.
Hello, this is Lori London. You are listening to Midwest Ballroom.
Quarter to three, there's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind me bending your ear. But this torch I be drowned, or it soon will explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long and lonesome man, it's lonesome road.
Hooyah, Joe. Seems like the bartenders were always called Joe. Lori London singing One for My Baby and One More for the Road from her CD Serenade. There's more about Lori's songs, appearances, and accomplishments on the internet at LoriLondonMusic.com. Lori, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and music with our audience.
Oh, thank you so much, John, for having me. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. Our special guest, Lori London, LoriLondonMusic.com. This is John Radio Russell on Midwest Ballroom from listener-supported public radio, 90.9 FM WDCB, and worldwide at WDCB.org.